Dr. Jim Keeney, Health and Medicine Podcast, brought to you from
San Clemente, California,
at jim.md.
More fun than a colonoscopy.
Sadly, Dennis Quaid's twin babies are reported to have received a massive overdose of the blood thinner heparin. Heparin prevents blood clots from blocking an IV line. TMZ is reporting that the twins are in critical condition at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. The normal newborn dose would be about 10 units, and TMZ is reporting that the babies received 10,000 units. They further report that this may have affected at least 13 other babies. Your first question's got to be, how can something like this happen? It sounds like, you know, a massive error with 1,000 times the normal dose should be noticeable, but it's not that simple. See, this liquid comes in many different concentrations, and the higher concentrations look like water, just like the lower concentrations do. So when you draw it up into a syringe, there's nothing to tell you that you've drawn up the higher concentration medicine unless you look at the label. And because the labels are so similar, this is a common mistake. And because it's a common mistake, most hospitals have stopped stocking the higher concentration heparin in areas where you wouldn't want to give this, like pediatric areas. You know, this problem occurred last September in a neonatal ICU in Indiana. Six babies were given 10,000 units of heparin, and I believe three ultimately died. At that time, the FDA issued a warning to all hospitals regarding heparin. At most, removed the higher concentration vials from the children's units, and in that event, a technician had placed the wrong strength vial on the pediatric ward. This sounds similar. TMZ is reporting that the same thing may have happened, that a technician may have stored the wrong heparin on that pediatric ward. I also heard of a similar case to this in Riverside County when a trauma patient was given a large dose of heparin due to a concentration error. You know, in fact, heparin is the number one cause of serious adverse events due to medications in hospitalized patients. How will this affect the babies? Some babies may just have minor bleeding from the site where the blood was drawn, or some may even have more serious bleeding like gastrointestinal bleeding, but that at least can be treated with blood transfusions. The serious problems develop when blood interferes with organ function. And this is the case when bleeding happens inside the brain or inside the lungs. Blood in these areas can cause irreversible damage, and it often progresses to death, unfortunately. Premature babies are by nature more susceptible to bleeding, so this just makes the risk even higher, especially with smaller, early-born children. The only treatment is to rapidly reverse the heparin using a chemical called protamine sulfate. This medicine is known to lower blood pressure and is not without its own risks. We don't use that stuff lightly, but in this kind of case, you want to jump in and do everything you can. In cases like this, you know, my heart goes out to the Quaid family and all the families that are affected by this specific error. Contrary to most people who are probably very angry with the health staff who made this error, you know, my heart goes out to them as well because, you know, we're all humans. We make mistakes. At work, we make mistakes. And unfortunately, our mistakes at work when we're in healthcare cause irreparable harm. I can tell you with confidence that no healthcare worker goes to work with the intention of harming their patients that day. On the contrary, it's probably our greatest fear that we're going to show up at work and actually hurt someone. Don't let my sympathy for my colleagues fool you. This kind of mistake should never happen, and we need to put systems in place that ensure preventable errors like this don't ever occur again. But unfortunately, you know, being part of the human race involves error. I am not excusing this, but at the same time, my heart goes out to every person involved with this. To say this is devastating to a lot of people is an understatement. If you have any questions about this or any other medical topics, please call me at 1-877-DR-KEANY. That's 1-877-KEANY. Be sure to come back soon for a new episode.
You've been listening to a podcast by Dr. Jim Keeney. You can hear more at www.jim.md.
Subscribe to my podcast now.
Don't miss another episode.